Prospects for the New York State DREAM Act that passed the Democrat-controlled Assembly last year are on shaky ground in the Senate. Four Senate Democrats have yet to publicly weigh in on the measure that would give access to $25 million in state tuition assistance program money to New York students in the U.S. illegally. A report issued by State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli indicates 8,300 in the SUNY and CUNY systems would be eligible. Republican Assemblyman Pete Lopez of the 127th District says the issue begs to be resolved.
We have people of all colors, of all races, all backgrounds who are struggling to go to college themselves. What about the people in inner cities who are here legally or native born or are properly documented citizens? How are we handling their dreams? What about their hopes, their dreams? And so I'm entirely sympathetic to meeting the needs of this other population.
Even as immigration reform inches its way through Washington, Lopez would like to see a way for people who want to be part of the U.S. to realize their dreams through obtaining legal citizenship. Jackie Esposito is with the New York Immigrant Coalition.
It's up to New York to be a leader on this and to make sure that we're honoring our longstanding tradition of welcoming immigrants.
At a recent Capitol press conference, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared he would sign the DREAM Act if it passes the legislature. The second funding issue making headlines involves New York's failure to meet the terms of a mandate from the federal government that says states need to develop policies to prohibit EBT transactions at liquor stores, casinos, and for adult-oriented entertainment. Instances of EBT abuse include the cards being used to pay for liquor and lottery tickets. News Channel 13 investigated the issue in November 2011 and discovered tens of thousands of state benefit dollars were withdrawn from ATMs in bars, at the OTB, and in liquor stores by people using their electronic benefit transfer cards. Public Assistance Integrity Act co-sponsor Steve McLaughlin, an Assembly Republican, told WNYT 1 year ago it's not hard to scam the state system.
Am I naive enough to believe that they're not just going to go down to the Bank of America on the corner and get the money and then go into the strip club if that's what they want to do? I know that's what they're going to do.
The 2012 Public Assistance Integrity Act established a 12 a.m. Saturday, February 22nd deadline for states to take definitive action against EBT abuse or lose millions in federal funding. In New York, the bill passed the Senate but hit dead water in the Assembly, which has frustrated Republican Assemblyman Jim Tedisco.
Taxpayers across the board lost $120 million. In these economic times, we can't afford to lose that funding, and we can't afford not to protect the integrity of this program and make sure the money goes to families who need these essentials to feed their kids, to wash their clothes, to do the necessities and essentials.
Fellow Capital Region Assemblyman John McDonald, a Democrat, says the EBT is complex with no simple fix and suggests the money may not be lost.
You know, if it's a deadline that we might have missed, deadlines do get missed quite often. The reality is let's work with our federal partners and address this issue. But I still think we need to get to the fundamental issue of what's delayed this change.
McDonald adds he doesn't think public officials want to continue this behavior. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.